Shalom and welcome to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. You know, the first hour is the mix, and the second hour is strictly Chazanut. We'll be hearing a couple of golden oldies before we get to a very interesting interview. A special concerning cantor Moshe Taube. But let's first go back to 1912, it will be Aryeh Leib Rutman be chanting V'Shomru. Rutman was born in 1866. He died in 1935. This is a classic of his, V'Shomru. David Reutemann, not to be confused with Rutman, was born in 1884 in Podolia. I guess that's the Ukraine. He died in 1943. This selection, it's a classic of his, it's Oshamnu, was recorded in 1922, 98 years ago. Okay, David Reutemann.
Oh,
David Reutemann, classic Oshamno. Okay, Zava Kvartin, born in the Ukraine in 1874. He died in 1952. We'll be hearing him chant L'David Mizmor, recorded in 1928.
L'David Mizmor. Lade ich hem, hur ich zum Leid dabei. Oi, wie teibel, wie joi, schwei, wo. Die Huwal, ja, Oh,
Well, please allow me a bit of a digression just for a few minutes from the Chazones, the music. I want to share a thought with you that you may find of interest. It has a little bit to do with my history of how I got involved with different aspects of cantorial music. Well, you know, I started the hobby in 1977, and it was a regular radio show every week till 1991. I was on the board of the congregation at Highland Park, and I had proposed that we run a cantorial concert in New Brunswick. And I was turned down because they said, you'll never make any money, and we're not going to fund a cantorial concert. Not too many lovers of Chazones there. Okay, I decided to go to a friend of mine who was the president of Pathmark. I knew that Jack loved Chazones, and I asked him if he would cover any shortfall. I showed him it might cost a couple thousand dollars at worst case, but that it would be great publicity for Pathmark Supermarkets, and he agreed to write a letter to the board saying that he would cover any shortfall from the concert. Okay, I showed it to the board, and they said, well, that doesn't matter because nobody's going to come. Well, I decided to contact the fundraisers of all the congregations, synagogues in Central Jersey, Monmouth, Ocean, Mercer, Woodbridge, Morris County, even Union County, and I made an offer to the fundraiser. If you would agree to sell the tickets, just agree to sell them, you can keep half of whatever you sell. Well, I had 35 congregations agree, and they finally had no choice, I think, but for us to run that concert, which I called the first annual, because I was very optimistic that it was going to be successful, which it was. That was in 1992, Moshe Stern, Paul Zim, and Yaakov Motzen. 1993, Bensian Miller, Jeffrey Nadel, Yaakov Motzen. The third one was in 1994, Naftali Hershtick, Alberto Mizrahi, David Bagley. And the fourth one was in 1995, Moshe Stern, Moshe Shulhoff, and Aaron Ben-Susan. And Danny Gildar was the accompanist in all those concerts. Actually, Danny has been the accompanist in almost every venture that I've done with cantorial music, including the events that we held through Cantor's World. They were great days. Well, we never lost money. We didn't make much money, but they were huge successes as far as I was concerned. But, you know, the congregation was not interested in Chazones. They were interested in making money. And if you're just going to make a few bucks, why bother? Why go through all that? I wasn't charging for my time. But in any event, we had four good years, and that was how I sort of became involved. I became involved with concerts, working with Cantor Benny Rogoznitsky at the Jewish Center, and then in 2002, he and I realized that there was a pent-up demand for this soul music, and we formed Cantor's World, and the rest was history. So just wanted to share that thought with you. Okay. I hope that you found that somewhat of interest. When I said I broadcast in 1991, of course, I've been broadcasting ever since, and we're up to 43 years of recording, of presenting Jewish music to you. Okay, many of you were aware that this past Sunday at 3 o'clock there was a tribute to Yossi Bornstein, who was the president of the Congregation Anshei Tzfat and a great lover of Chazonis. I know some of you had a problem in tuning in on the Zoom or whatever it was at the time. And if you will contact me at cbjmusic@aol.com. That's cbjmusic@aol.com. I will send you a link to hear the concert. Okay, cbjmusic@aol.com. Just say link or Bornstein link. Okay, it's time now for a little Chazonis. This will be featuring the rest of the program will be featuring Cantor Moshe Taube. He was born in Krakow, Poland in 1927, and he had quite an illustrious career. Let's go to the beginning. He was forced to endure hardships and tragedy during World War II. He lost most of his family during the Holocaust, including both his mother and sister, who lost their lives in the Belzec extermination camp. A real-life beneficiary of Schindler's List, he and his father were eventually able to immigrate to Palestine. The Cantor studies continued at the Institute of Music in Haifa and the Jerusalem Conservatory. His career brought him success as a concert performer in Israel and also as a cantor of the Bograshov Synagogue in Tel Aviv. After arriving in the United States in 1957, he officiated at the Congregation of Shari Tzedek in New York City until 1965, when he took a position at Congregation Beth Shalom in Pittsburgh. And he is in his early 90s, and he is the cantor emeritus at Beth Shalom in Pittsburgh. Okay, let's get right to the music, if I can make sure that I'm set up. Let's go 1, 2, 3. Here we go. The first selection that we shall be hearing, if I get this working straight, it will be V'li Yerushalayim Ircha.
Oh.
Listening to Moshe Taube, and not to be confused with Shmuel Taube, okay? let's hear his Kiddush, Moshe Taube.
Oh,
Of the Kiddush. Oh, I love it. I hope you enjoyed that. Moshe Taube. Let's hear Sim Shalom.
Sim Shalom.
Sim Shalom.
Amen. Oh,
Moshe Tarabay with Seem Shalom. Next, we'll hear Vishamru. Okay, next is Ritzay.
Of all
Hope you're enjoying Moshe Taube. Next, Tikantor. Tikantor.
Yeah.
Kodosh coming up. Kodosh.
Kodosh.
Okay, we're getting towards the end. This is the last selection for this special segment of Moshe Taube. This is Misha Osor Nisim. And this is Charlie Bernhout, hoping that you enjoyed. You're not familiar with Moshe Taube. Well, now you are. I think he's 93 years old. He's still in Pittsburgh. He's the senior with cantor or whatever. And it's just a delight. And you know how to reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com if you have any comments or requests. Or if you want to receive a copy of the Yossi Bornstein tribute, just email me, cbjmusic@aol.com, and mark it tribute. Okay? Shalom.